Hi, my name is Lulu Sullivan. I'm 16 years old and I lost my father 3 years ago, so I know a lot more about grief than most of my peers. However, with the crisis of COVID-19 impacting all, many more teenagers are experiencing grief, some over loss of life and others over loss of life as we know it. As teens around the world feel this collective grief, my goal is to provide them with resources to cope and to express themselves. This is Teen Grief Coronavirus. Today I'm speaking with Christy Ruggieri, who is an Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She has been working in college admissions since 2013, has reviewed thousands of college applications, and has traveled around the world to discuss higher education options with students. Ms. Ruggieri, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lulu.
My first question for you is, how do you anticipate the college admissions process changing in the wake of coronavirus?
Yeah, that's a great question that I think a lot of people are spending time thinking about. And there's two things that come to mind right away. So first of all, standardized testing. A lot of testing dates for the spring have been canceled, and it's still a little bit up in the air for what the fall is going to look like. So access to the SAT or ACT is not as widespread as it's been in the past. What that means is this is actually a great opportunity for schools to reassess their policies. So many places now are becoming test optional for the first time because we understand and we recognize that this is not going to be as easy for students to do as it might have been in the past. So like Drexel, for example, where I work, we're being test optional for the first time this year. So I'm really excited about this. I actually think that this is going to open a lot of doors for students. If they have the opportunity to take it, great. But I want to reassure you that there's going to be a lot of really good colleges and universities that are going to be an option for students, whether they have the SAT or not. So that's kind of the first thing that's important to know. The other thing, unfortunately, is visiting and traveling, I think, in general this year, is just not the same as what it would be in the past. And I know an important part of finding your home away from home when you're thinking about college is visiting and trying to understand what it would look like for you to be there at the school. At the same time, there's a lot of new resources that are coming out and a lot of new options. So all schools around the country are really beefing up their virtual opportunities, right? So new campus tours, new YouTube videos, options to chat with current students, schedule individual meetings with admissions counselors. So the cool thing is you can actually do all this from the comfort of your home, and you can do it for schools all around the country. Like, you don't have to just be within driving distance of these campuses now. Like, you know, if you're on the East Coast, you can still really get a lot of insight into a West Coast school that might not have been available in the past. So it's definitely different, but at the same time, it's kind of nice because it's creating a lot more equity for students, regardless of what their ability to travel or, what their ability to travel is.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. My second question for you is, how do you think that colleges will view this period in terms of grades, extracurriculars, and everything else students are putting on their applications?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I really want to reassure whoever's listening to this podcast is that we as admissions officers get it. I am calling you from my living room, just like everyone is working from home right now. So we are not immune to this process, and we are absolutely going to be taking that into consideration when we're reviewing applications. Many schools, such as Drexel, do a holistic review of an application, which means that it's really telling us a story, right? So you're not just going to be a test score or a GPA to us. We're really looking at everything, including where you're from, your extracurricular activities, you know, your letters of recommendation and your personal statement. And a part of that story for upcoming seniors and probably even our juniors and sophomores and maybe first years is that COVID-19 happened. And we all spent time at home. We all did remote learning. We all worked, you know, being separated from one another. And we know that, you know, some schools are going to pass fail options. Some, you know, students had to take a break from their extracurricular activities, and that's completely okay. It is by no means going to negatively impact an application to any school. And the good news is that it happened to everyone. So it's not like one person is more disadvantaged in this way than another. Like, I know when you're thinking about yourself going through the process, it's like, oh God, but like, what are they going to think of me? But it's like, no one could be in a club during this time. You know, many students' schedules changed. Some students might have struggled by learning remotely, and that once again is completely okay. My advice would be is to be as transparent and clear about that information as you can on the application. Mm-hmm. There's a great section on the Common App, which is a very common application that schools use, that says additional information, and it's a free form box for you to share anything you want us to know about yourself. And I think that that would be a great place to put any information related to how COVID-19 has impacted either your personal life, if you feel comfortable sharing, or also your academic curriculum. The Coalition app is another very popular application that students use to apply to college, and they're actually adding a COVID-19 section to the application this upcoming year. Yeah, it was just recently announced, and basically it's going to be a section to say, you know, it's probably has about 20 different things, and it can say like, you know, my household was directly impacted by COVID-19, like, these are the different ways that my schooling has changed due to COVID-19. And once again, this is completely up to you as a student to share. You're not required to, but if you think that this information is really an important part of your journey as a high school student, I would definitely encourage you and empower students to feel comfortable sharing that if they want on the process.
Yeah, that's amazing. I just want to ask a follow-up. I feel like I know what you're going to say the answer to this is, but I just want to say it's okay if what you did during this period was just get through it. You didn't mm-hmm. do something crazy and special and something to put on your application. Like, it's okay to write, it was a really hard time for me and I managed, and that's that.
Yes, exactly. We are not expecting anyone to go above and beyond during this time, because I think all of us, it's a slog for everyone. We're all surviving in our own way, right? And like, I would be lying if I didn't say that there have been days that I just ate ice cream for dinner and reality TV at the end of a stressful day due to, you know, different circumstances going on during this time. And so for us to expect high school students to, you know, be doing like some amazing research during this time is by no means the expectation. If you can, good for you. I'm happy to hear about it, but it's not going to be expected or the standard we expect.
That's great. Because I know some people have felt pressure to like find something really interesting to do, find a hobby, do something amazing. So it's great to hear that we really don't need to.
Yeah. And I would, if you're talking to any of your friends, like, I just want to let them know, and you can share this with them, that we're really here to help, and we're happy to have these conversations with you. Like, I understand that working for a university, it seems like we're a little bit of a gatekeeper, but we're a counselor just like your guidance counselor is. And none of this information is a secret, and honestly, we love sharing it with folks. So, you know, if they ever need advice on like, should I be doing this? Do I need to be doing this? Any rep from any school is happy to elaborate.
Okay, so my next question is about what students can do right now to prepare for college. You mentioned the virtual tours, and those are pretty great, but they don't really match up to visiting. So for sophomores and juniors right now who are starting their college processes and thinking about where they might want to go, what they might want to go see, how can we start pulling that together when we can't leave our houses?
Yeah. So the first piece of advice I would give is make sure you're focusing on yourself and your family and both your physical and your mental health. That's the most important thing, right? Like, especially the time right now, that's most important. College applications are still a little bit while away. If you've already kind of handled that and you feel like you have a good grasp on those things and you're feeling comfortable and you have the bandwidth to look beyond that, because not everybody might yet, and that's fine too, then there's a few things you can do. So as you mentioned, like, virtual tours are really great, and I think now more so than ever, folks at colleges are happy to have these individual conversations like we are right now about our schools. So you actually might get a little bit more individualized attention by reaching out now than you might get otherwise.
I have a question about that. How do you find those resources to talk to people individually?
Yeah, so on most college websites, if you go to the admissions section, there's a website that's like meet your admissions rep or connect with admissions counselors, and every single person in the office is listed, and it's typically broken down by state or region. So they can just look up who their person is, and we're always happy to have those conversations. So that's kind of the first thing. Besides that, there's actually some great summer programs available. So for example, Drexel, we do a college access academy for either underrepresented minority students or first generation college students, and we're doing that online. So we actually have the bandwidth to offer that to more students. The University of Pennsylvania, I know, is offering a free 4-week Coursera program for students in the Philadelphia region to help them kind of like with an application boot camp. So these are just two examples that I know off the top of my head in which we're trying to make this information readily available. Other schools are doing like workshop Wednesdays, where every Wednesday they get on Zoom and they do a presentation on like how to work on your college essay or how to learn more about financial aid and scholarships. So there's a lot of great resources out there. And I think that, once again, as I said, more so now than ever, we really want to meet with you. And then another piece of advice that I like to give, even in any general year, is for juniors who are about to go into their senior year, start working on your college essay. The hardest part of applying to college, I think, is really getting that story out and down on paper. A lot of the rest of it is just biographical information and deadlines and keeping track of like which documents you send where, but the essay is really kind of your story, right? So if you can get a good rough draft of your college essay, or maybe depending on your plan, maybe a couple college essays out on paper before you start your senior year, that is going to take such a weight off your plate. Because the essay really feels like a homework assignment. So why not just do it when you don't have any homework assignments versus like when you're in AP classes, right? Or, you know, whatever it is, you know, how senior year goes. So that's always another big thing that I say, that if you can at least get that done by September, the process is going to go a lot smoother.
Great. That's very good advice. So if you had any main takeaways, really important points that you would want to make to high school students who are feeling stressed about college right now, what would you say?
Yeah, I've definitely hit on this, but it's definitely because it's true. You are not alone, and we understand this process. And if you don't believe us, ask us, because believe it or not, we are very friendly. And you know, we, as I said, we're trying to guide you to the right school too. And sometimes that's going to be trying to guide you to the school that we work for, right? Like, I might think that you're a great fit for Drexel, and I'm going to reassure you that. Other times I might think that you're a better fit for another school, and we might point you in another direction, but that's all within your best interest and with your success in mind. So it's important to know that you not only have your family and your classmates and your, you know, your teachers and your counselors trying to help support you and guide you through this process, don't be afraid to view us on the college side as a part of your team and someone who's trying to assist also.
Thank you. That's really important. Ms. Ruggieri, thank you for your time and insight. This is Lulu Sullivan, and thank you for listening to Teen Grief Coronavirus.